We wanted to dig a little deeper into a headline that came out yesterday. Bankruptcy filings topped 1.5 million in 2010. That is the highest level of bankruptcy since 2 million in 2005. We hit that record, 2 million, right before Congress decided to completely overhaul bankruptcy laws. And they were trying to steer consumers away from this option, steer them in toward other means of resolving debt problems. And clearly, the law not working, we wanted to figure out why. Maureen Thompson is legislative director of the National Association of Consumer Bankruptcy Attorneys. She joins us from her home in Virginia. Good morning, Maureen.
Good morning.
And also with us this morning is Takeaway listener Amy Marchand Collins. She listens on our partner station WGBH. She's a single mother of two and filed for bankruptcy in June of 2010, right?
Yes.
Amy reached out to us by texting start to 69866. Let me start with you, Amy, because we want to get a handle on why reform to bankruptcy laws isn't working. So can you tell us, how long did it take you to finally get to the point where you felt like bankruptcy was your only option?
It took me quite a while, actually. I was really hoping that I could avoid filing bankruptcy. When I was interviewing divorce lawyers, every lawyer I met with recommended I should file bankruptcy, and I really didn't think I would need to if we just each kept the debts we were responsible for. But unfortunately, a lot of the joint debt we had was in my name, and there was no mechanism to put it in his name, and he didn't pay it because it wasn't in his name. And what kind of put me over the edge was one particular debt for the roof we had put on the house that he's still living in. And so I just realized that, yeah, I need to do that. It took me a long time after that to be able to save enough for the retainer to be able to afford to file bankruptcy, too. So it was probably almost a year to come to terms with the idea of it, and then maybe another 6 months or so to save up the money for the retainer.
All right. Maureen Thompson of the National Association of Consumer Bankruptcy Attorneys. Is the story you're hearing from Amy relatively common? Is even with the high number of bankruptcies that are being filed, for most people, is it a final option?
Absolutely. As I was listening to Amy, I thought this is the story that bankruptcy attorneys hear every day in their offices. Most people end up in filing for bankruptcy really as the result of a legal action. Despite characterizations to the contrary, when Congress was looking at this law leading up to 2005 and made the assertions that people just, run up debt and then decide one morning they don't feel like paying it and they go down to the bankruptcy court and file. Indeed, what most bankruptcy attorneys will tell you is that the vast majority of the people they see are people who spend years trying to pay off debt, and they're paying high interest debt, they're paying penalty fees, and what often drives somebody to file for bankruptcy is a legal action. They get a foreclosure notice on their home, their car has been repossessed, they're going to be evicted, their wages are being garnished. That's often what drives somebody to file for bankruptcy, and for most people, it is a very traumatic and difficult choice to make. Most people don't want to file for bankruptcy and find themselves in there due to circumstances really beyond their control. They've been unemployed. They've had uninsured medical expenses. Like Amy, they've had a change in family circumstances. That's the same facts drive people into bankruptcy today that drove people into bankruptcy prior to 2005.
Amy Collins, can I ask you, did people... were you afraid to mention it to friends and families? Did you feel emotionally upset by filing bankruptcy? Do you think it still carries the kind of stamp of shame that it did in maybe our parents and grandparents' time?
I'm so glad you asked that, because when I heard the headline yesterday and of how many people filed in 2010, I was thinking, well, I'm in good company, and maybe it will help lessen the shame and stigma attached to it. But I definitely think it does. In my case, there's plenty of people in my family who are ashamed for me. And I think it really is a generational thing that our parents and grandparents had a much more difficult time with the idea of bankruptcy. What I also know from my experience and other people I know is there's a lot of people hurting, and there's a lot of really good people that life happens to, and you end up with no other choice. And it's a legal remedy that's available to us. And so I don't think there should be as much shame attached to it as there is.
Well, Maureen Thompson, is this the best legal remedy you think we have? I mean, obviously, a lot of people are taking this route in order to hit the reset button when an event occurs in their life that makes them unable to pay their debts. Clearly, you know, in the time of Charles Dickens, they'd throw them into debtor's prison. So we have an improvement there. But is there a problem with the idea of bankruptcy? Is there a better way to do this that we're missing?
There's no better way that I know of, and Amy, you are right. You are in good company. People are hurting. They need a fresh start. They need to be able to put this behind them, to be out there and earning money for their family, and putting food on the table. And there are. You know, life, as Amy put it so well, life happens. Nobody sets out to file for bankruptcy in their life, but there are often unexpected circumstances. Businesses do it every day, right? We recognize that for businesses, we want people to take chances in business, and sometimes they don't succeed, and they get to reorganize, and they get to put their debts in order and figure out how to pay them back or to liquidate what they have. And we recognize that as a legitimate way for people to take chances. And for many people, they've gotten into circumstances that are really well beyond their control.
We'll have to leave it there. That's Maureen Thompson, Legislative Director of the National Association of Consumer Bankruptcy Attorneys, and Amy Marchand Collins, a Takeaway listener who listens on partner station WGBH. She filed for bankruptcy in June of 2010.